I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's partly cloudy. You have 95 degrees. KSL's top story. After a year on the job, the University of Utah's police chief is leaving his post. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt says he's taking a campus safety job at Brown University in Rhode Island.
Now, former University of Utah Police Chief Rodney Chapman has been on administrative leave since December after being accused of conducting police business before obtaining police certifications in Utah. The Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office cleared him of any charges, but Chapman claims to be the scapegoat by the U after trying to reform the police department in the wake of Lauren McCluskey's murder on campus.
Chapman filed a lawsuit seeking $10 million in damages from the U back in April. A big COVID study is being done by the University of Utah and Johns Hopkins University, but they've run out of COVID patients to test. They've been looking for the best way to treat COVID symptoms, but they need people who are actually sick with the illness. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with details.
With COVID-19 cases climbing and vaccination rates stagnating, doctors say they still need to find the best ways to treat symptoms of the virus. They've been studying convalescent plasma for several months.
It's the part of your blood that has antibodies and proteins that help fight infection.
But University of Utah infectious disease Dr. Emily Spivak says the number of volunteers for this study took a sharp drop. They need people recently diagnosed with COVID-19 who show at least one symptom, but who don't need to be hospitalized. Spivak says they believe this study will teach them a lot about how the plasma works on the Delta variant.
How much we're able to figure that out really depends on how many people we get to volunteer.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Department of Health today is reporting 559 new cases of COVID, four new deaths. The state says nearly 300 people are now hospitalized with COVID. President Biden's marking 6 months in office, touting progress made against COVID-19. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president praising his cabinet for their work rolling out the COVID vaccine, but he says a recent rise in nearly every state of the highly transmissible Delta variant threatens their progress.
Virtually all are from unvaccinated people. And that means the safest thing to do is to get vaccinated.
He says despite their efforts, the country has a long way to go. President Biden welcomed the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the White House, the president commending the team for coming back to win after a mediocre start to the season amidst the COVID pandemic.
In the middle of a long, dark winter, every Sunday, people were able to sit down and watch it play. You created memories that help folks make it through and believe that we could get back to normal again.
The president also thanking the team for their dedication during a challenging time in the pandemic. An outbreak of COVID in Memphis, Tennessee has put a strain on the hospital. Matt Robinson is the RN in charge of the COVID unit.
That day in and day out, coming and seeing COVID patients, it's difficult to see. And then now that they're getting younger, now you can see yourself in that bed.
Now they've added another wing with dozens more beds as people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s are being rushed in for treatment, most of them unvaccinated. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Another person has been charged for their role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol, but this time it's a federal drug enforcement agent.
Mark Ibrahim was allegedly on personal leave from the DEA when he joined the pro-Trump mob that stormed the Capitol. But federal prosecutors said he was carrying with him his DEA-issued firearm and badge. While on the Capitol grounds, prosecutors said he posed for pictures, flashing the badge and gun. And he's charged with being in a restricted area with the firearm. During the riot, court records said Ibrahim was texting with other law enforcement officials when one of them texted back, Question mark. You are carrying your duty weapon and your badge? Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Harvey Weinstein is being moved from New York to L.A. to be tried for more alleged sex crimes. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
Escorted by the LAPD to California on a private jet from near Buffalo, New York, where he was being held, and then landing in Burbank, slowly, Harvey Weinstein came down the stairs of the plane to more police waiting to put him into an SUV and take him to the L.A. County Jail. Already convicted of rape in New York State, now prosecutors here in L.A. who have been waiting get their chance. He's accused of sex charges here. His court hearings expected to begin in the next few weeks. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Let's check in with Ricky Meese, find out about the tail end of the rush. Things easing up sweetly?
Easing up very nicely. In fact, we have just a little bit of leftover busy traffic on southbound I-15 Murray in Midvale and northbound I-15 in Davis County, Layton and Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center. Looks-
a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.